February 27th, regular meeting of this Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. And we're going to stand and pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Thank you. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card and give it to staff. If you are participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those participating online, it is important for you to use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be acknowledged. If you are not certain if you want to speak, you still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the blue speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then address any additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. And thank you. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Calls motion to approve the agenda.
No, a second.
A voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. There are no notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. There are several items that are requested to be removed from the final agenda. The first is a comprehensive plan future land use map amendment for 4801 Medding Street. The second is a recombination subdivision, Warren Ward, 301 East Bay Street. And the third is a hotel development overlay text amendment. The fourth is a historic district height text amendment. So is there anyone here to speak on those or to hear those items? All right.
Calls motion to remove items 1 through 4 from the final agenda.
No, a second.
A voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. All right, on the consent agenda, we have the approval of the February 6, 2024 meeting minutes.
Calls motion to approve consent agenda.
No, a second.
Voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. No old business, and our regular business is a text amendment zoning ordinance section 5.4 use schedule for IL and light industrial.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is Edward Morrow, Director of Development Services for the MPC here. You are going to hear a request today to amend section 5.4. And also a connected amendment to Section 8.5 of the zoning ordinance in order to permit indoor amusements as light limited uses in the light industrial zoning district. And so what you can see presently on the screen is a screen snip of section 5.4, which is the principal use table of the zoning ordinance. And so if approved, the requested amendment would permit indoor amusements as a limited use with associated use standards to be located in section 8.5, ideally 8.5.14, which sequentially would be the next number. Oh, meant to delete that. Just to offer you some definitions here, indoor amusements include pool halls, bowling lanes, game arcades, escape rooms, haunted houses, skating rinks, and similar uses. Of note is that this does not include adult entertainment uses. Also, indoor sports facilities I'm including for purposes of this discussion as they are very similar in nature. These include athletic rackets such as tennis and pickleball, swim and health club facilities, gymnastic facilities, and similar uses. I'd also like to point out that this term does not include firearm ranges or archery ranges, and also that these two uses tend to sort of depart from arena-type uses. As you'll see from the facts and findings, that the parking requirements are regulated in slightly different manners, which suggests a slightly different use. And so for arenas in particular, these uses are geared more so toward the number of spectators that are anticipated, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So just to offer you some background on what the industrial district is proposed for, the I districts are established to allow industrial uses, and their intensity is associated with a suffix ranging from light industrial restricted and going all the way up to heavy industrial. Light industrial in particular, which is the district in question, is established to provide a wide range of uses, some of which would include research and development, light manufacturing, assembly, warehousing, wholesale activities. And many of these uses are subject to limited use standards. Some other standards I'd like to point out in particular, parking, is that when you look at the requirements and the parking requirements for establishing an indoor amusement or an indoor sports facility, they're very similar, with each type of use requiring 250 square feet to about 225 square feet per square foot of gross floor area. Again, arenas being a slight departure, and I think that's significant to note that we're talking about spaces that are intended for participation in sports as opposed to those that are geared toward large numbers of spectators being within the scope of today's request. Neither indoor sports facilities nor arenas are currently permitted in IL, just also for context. And again, I have a listing of uses here that are currently permitted as light industrial uses, limited uses within the light industrial zoning district, bars, taverns, restaurants, food truck parks, retail alcohol sales, just to name a few. So at this juncture, I'd like to enter the staff report into the record for the details that I did not discuss, and offer that staff does recommend approval in this case of an alternative amendment because the requested use and also indoor sports facilities, as well as prior discussion, a number of these other indoor recreation uses are very similar in nature. They would have a requirement for large amounts of unobstructed floor area. Staff in this case does recommend an alternative amendment to amend sections 5.4, 8.5, and 3.12.2 to permit indoor amusements and indoor sports facilities as limited uses, again, with those associated limiting use standards in section 8.5.14. To go into what those would be in terms of adequately protecting any receiving community from any of these uses, just to make sure that it does not negatively impact kind of the orderly nature of the district. The first one is such use shall be permitted only on a property sharing at least one zoning boundary line with property having a zoning classification other than light industrial or heavy industrial. This is a limiting factor that was proffered by the petitioner. Such use shall occur in a standalone building not shared by an industrial use, and where an indoor amusement or indoor sports facility is proposed within the same facility or on the same parcel as an industrial use, a special exception should be required from the Planning Commission. The proposed use shall maintain IL buffers with the adjoining uses in accordance with the requirements of the zoning district. However, in the event that the proposed use will adjoin a residence or residential zone property, an 80-foot buffer with double staggered plantings or berms should be maintained against the adjoining existing residence or residential zone parcel. If a reduction to this standard is required, again, this should be approved through special exception to the Planning Commission. Finally, all of these activities should be conducted wholly within a building. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a reference to Section 3.12.2, which shows one of these conditions is already connected with the existing special exception provisions, that is to provide alternative buffering or screening. And then we would add one at the very bottom in order to permit co-location of an indoor amusement or indoor sports facility with an industrial use in the same facility or on the same parcel. Finally, you can see here this is Section 312 to show that this is already an established avenue through which variances are permitted through, specific variances are permitted through the Planning Commission. I'd just like to reiterate, this does not represent an exemption from development standards of Section 9. If a proposed use were not able to meet any of these requirements, it would be up to the city's zoning department to ensure compliance and then to forward the petition for either of the variances that have been identified. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow. Is the petitioner present?
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Robert McCorkle from McCorkle Johnson McCoy here on behalf of the petitioner. We support staff's recommendation. The text amendment adds a viable option for large format properties to be reused. It's going to become an issue if it's not already an issue in warehousing areas in this city. In case you weren't aware, end of 2021, there's about 84 million square feet of warehouse in the area. End of 2021, it's about 124 million. It's an increase of 40 million square feet in 2 years. By mid-year of this year, it's going to be 137 million, which is a total of 53 million square foot increase in this period of 3 years. There's also another probably 40 million square feet under development in the region. So, according to Colliers, we're going to reach a 10% vacancy rate by third quarter of 2024. We have been under 1% since the recession. And so a lot of the properties I think that are going to be affected by this are older warehouses because there's so much new modern warehousing being constructed that's available. And so we're going to have some older warehouses that don't have necessarily tenants or a good use. You've seen the same type of thing be used in large office parks in other areas, not necessarily in Savannah, but in other areas where these kind of businesses have taken over large scale office park properties. Also works in a large retail property. If you read an AP story today, Macy's just announced closing of 150 stores nationwide. We've had some of that here in Savannah with the old Kmart and with the Savannah Mall and lots of other areas like that. So these uses tend to be allowed in commercial zones, which they are here in our ordinance. They're also allowed in several other zones, but not allowed in the industrial zone. When we proposed this, we originally went to the city and talked to staff at city about it. We always like to do that. We're doing something that's a text amendment. They had suggested the addition of it needing to be located next to a property that was a lesser zone. The other conditions have been added by MPC staff, as Edward mentioned. The particular property that we were trying to address with this is it on 100 Old West Lathrop Avenue, which is about 2.36 acres. It's the immediate concern. I know it's a text amendment and it's really a policy question. And so we think it works both for the specific piece of property, but it also just makes sense in the context of what we're doing. And so we support staff's recommendation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you've got.
All right. Are there any questions for the staff or the petitioner?
I have a question.
All right. Go ahead.
This is just a question for staff, and just to kind of put it on the record, Mr. Morrow, do you see any reason why we would not include theater, cinema, and performing arts in this change as well?
I do not. I think it would be appropriate.
All right. Any other questions? Is there anybody in the public who would like to speak on this? All right. Discussion? Motion?
Coles, I make the motion that we approve staff's recommendation for approval to include the conditions of 1 and 2 with the subsection A, B, C, and D in 1. I don't think there's any subsections in 2, but to also include theater, cinema, and performing arts in these changes as well.
Noah, second.
All right. We'll go ahead and call for the vote. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Nochica?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens not here. Mr. Welch, you online?
Yes.
You vote yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And I too vote yes. Motion passes. And we have no presentations, no other business, no executive session. I think we're ready for adjournment. Go ahead, Mr. Morrow.
I'm sorry, if I could, I'd just like to introduce the newest member of Development Services staff, Ms. Subashi. Subashi? She comes to us from Georgia State and University of Georgia, and she will very soon be making an appearance here at the podium to speak to you all. She brings a wealth of knowledge. She spoke most recently here in Savannah regarding the work that's going on at the Hyundai plant, so she's very knowledgeable about that. And so we are very pleased to have her. With that, here's Subashi.
What's her name again? I'm sorry. Your name?
My name is Subashi.
Subashi?
Subashi, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right.
Coles, motion to adjourn.
No, a second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.